Afternoon. I'm Steve Claussen with Wilmer Fabrication. A couple years ago, when we started listening and hearing about the new technologies coming, we had thoughts on and we're in visiting with the EPA, looking at drift reduction DRT technologies. Sort of drove us to where we are today. So this year's presentation, what I'm going to talk on is some results that we did over the last 2 years of testing. So what are growers going to do when we get some of this new technologies coming with buffer zones? We always hear about drift, damaging other people's either trees or other things like that. And that's what sort of drove us to where we are today. So in 2012, we had our first original spray hood, the broadcast red ball hood, was built, or we've used it for about 25 years. We had absolutely no changes to it. So in 2012, we contracted University of Nebraska. We took this hood out there, and we tested it, and we found that in order to work with TTI tips and some of the other things that look like were going to be needed in the future, we had to make changes. So from that testing then, we went back and we created what we call Generation 2. The primary difference is size, and we wanted to accommodate a triple nozzle body inside the hood where we could use a TTI tip, AIXR, or an XR tip. And then at the same time, look at improving the drift reduction capabilities of it. So that led us to this fall, we worked with the University of Nebraska out of North Platte, Nebraska, Greg Kruger and Ryan Henry out there. And the studies that I'm going to show you, they're going to be published in the 2014 Agriculture Engineering Volume 1. So on the application notes, what we did was it was real dry last spring, so we didn't get a crop of drilled beans planted in the spring, so we tried planting them in the late summer. So when we tested in September, actually, this past fall, the soybean field was V2, V3. We tested three tips primarily, a XR, AIXR, and the TTI tips. Each treatment we went across the field twice using Roundup PowerMax and a dye solution in the mixture. The average crosswind was about 8 miles per hour, and we were traveling about 8 to 9 miles per hour. I was going to show you this picture here. This is the soybean field, and it was so dry that the beans wouldn't be like what you'd expect. And then the deer had eaten off half of them, too, when we were out there. But here's the two. We ran two identical sprayers, one with no hoods and one with the hoods. I'll just run a little video so you can get a flavor. So basically, we just took the hoods off, so they're identical. Spraying in right there about 8 mile an hour crosswind and then two there. So in both cases you're seeing a lot of dust coming up, but in the results as we go forward here. So the field layout, basically they set up these numbers here are 105 meters or the comparable 344 feet. We had about 27 mylar cards, I think they are called. And then the sprayers ran a path across those for a distance, and they ran each application twice. So we changed tips, ran it with the hoods and without the hoods. The results we found with the deposition from an XR tip, the fluorescent units, I just look at it this way. In the first 4 meters, we collected 160 units without hoods on the Mylar plates, and 5 when you use the hood. And at 8 meters, 47 and 0, 14 and 1. And then it trails out, and we don't know, Greg didn't know either why, like over 105 meters, we're seeing, you know, a collection of more, whether it be in the hood or using a hood or not a hood. But in either case, and then also where we had zeros, Greg said that, you know, there was it wasn't that it was absolutely zero, but there was a trace, but it was basically unmeasurable. And this here's all in meters. With the AI XR, we had 41 compared to 2 at the 4 meter, 23 and 0, 6 and 0. And the reason I stopped there is kind of, it seems that when you get out 16 meters, the rest of this, they all, whether it be with the hood or without, it's what's floating around downwind. That was the AI XR. And then with the DTI, you know, we've got 35 to 5, 8 to 0, and 7 to 0. So you'll see, I didn't put them all together, but if we go back, it's what you'd expect. There was a lot of the finer tips coming out of the XR were floating downwind, catching on the Mylar cards. And then the AI XR is a little better, and then the TTI is the best in open situation. And in the hoods, it didn't seem to matter too much, whether it be XR, AI XR, or TTI. And then after that, we did a coverage test, which was kind of interesting. And maybe, you know, from the conversation earlier here, too, we saw, we just did a litmus paper in the path where the sprayer went, and basically under the hood, which would kind of make sense, we were getting, you know, 68% coverage versus 25 of the Mylar, or the litmus paper. So I'm not a scientist, but basically it's just more things are moving off target, it appears. The AIXR was sort of the best a combination of the two from a coverage perspective. We had 53 and 33 perspective open to hooded, and the TTI there. So. So as a summary, what we saw on the drift side of it was approximately on average 90% of the drift reduction in the first 4 meters downwind when comparing an XR, TTI, or an AI XR when you use them in conjunction with a broadcast hood versus an open boom. And the coverage part, which I think is, to me, I come from Minnesota, but up there when I farmed, it seems like we're you have weeds wanting to come in around the edges of the fields and things like that. So that coverage and not getting resistance, you want to kill the weeds the best you can. So the coverage under the hoods, we always assumed that we were getting better coverage from past years, but this is the first real test that we did. But basically, on an average, about double the coverage under the hood. And this was what Greg stated, that the hooded sprayer reduced the drift of the pesticide application for all nozzles tested. In addition, higher spray coverage under the boom was measured when using the hooded sprayer. The results of the study indicate that incorporating a hood will lead to reduced drift potential from a pesticide application. And just a few pictures of what we're doing here. This is a kit that would fit on existing self-propelled sprayers. It weighs about 9 pounds per running foot, and it takes about 10 hours to put on the first time and about 5 minutes to take it on and off. The 642 is a 3-point hitch self-contained sprayer that basically, you know, from 10 to 50 feet, spraying borders, smaller fields. This is more like the soybean field that you folks would probably see down here or here in Minnesota. We're running the wind curtains down into the canopy, so it's sealed around all the hoods. And then a 3-point, which is the whole boom, the hoods that would fasten to a tractor with saddle tanks on the planter on the whole item. And then we're building that same boom that would fit on self-propelled sprayers. So I guess we just put a hood on drift. So that's That's all I have.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.